Protesters in the village of Marshall say they've been vindicated by the latest count of Yukon River king salmon. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game reports that more than enough kings crossed the Canadian border. Now subsistence fishermen are saying that the state mismanaged the river and placed unnecessary restrictions on them. Shane Iverson from member station KYUK in Bethel has more.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game now estimates that over 68,000 kings passed the Eagle sonar near the Canadian border. That's over 13,000 more fish than is required to meet an international agreement with Canada, and it's more than the department was expecting. Marshall's tribal administrator says he's not surprised by the new figures.
It was good we were vindicated. You know, we knew what we were doing.
Nick Andrew Jr. took part in what is now being called the protest fishery. On June 26th, six boats of Marshall fishers drifted for kings during a closed period.
The elders told us there's a lot of fish out there. The elders told us that the majority of the fish had passed, that we wouldn't be compromising the needs of the interior's people.
Fish and Game's management strategy this season was focused on making sure enough king salmon made it through the Canadian border and into spawning grounds. They heavily restricted subsistence fishers for much of the Yukon King run. Fish and Game uses several methods to monitor the run. One of those methods is an underwater sonar near the village of Pilot Station. But for 3 weeks in June, the sonar was not working the way it was supposed to. Pat Milligan with the Canadian Department of Fisheries and Oceans.
Just unfortunate that they're having this problem right pretty much at the peak of the run.
Fish and Game blamed high water and debris caused by flooding for much of the problems. Without accurate numbers, Fish and Game made conservative estimates for what the true amount of fish might be. And they managed the river under the belief that this year's run could be near the record lows experienced last year. But as the sonar was malfunctioning, subsistence users near the mouth of the river were seeing a different run emerge. Robert Moore is an Emonic resident who has been fishing there more than 50 years. He reported his observations during a management teleconference in early June when the King run was beginning.
It's been a while since I see kings coming in first and heavier than the chum. So in years like that, we've experience a heavy run of kings, so hopefully that'll be the case. And then the kings do look, they look like they're good, healthy kings.
Now that international treaties are fulfilled, Fish and Game says those restrictions placed on lower river users were successful. Biologist Steve Hayes says his department did the best they could to monitor the river.
But unfortunately, you know, it's a big river. We do run into problems, you know, at times with these projects.
And the effects of those restrictions have been seen upriver. In Koyukuk, Benedict James says villages near him have had a great year of fishing.
This is the best year they ever had for Chinook run. This due to the closure of the Chinook commercial down at the mouth.
But president of the Association of Village Council Presidents, Myron Nanning, said the failure of the Pilot Station sonar calls into question the state's efforts to ensure that subsistence needs are being dealt with fairly.
I think there is something definitely wrong with the system. Who is the state and the federal government really trying to protect?
In Marshall, Andrew says his village and other villages will try to work with Fish and Game to improve their monitoring efforts for next year. But as temperatures start to drop, he says many will be missing the calorie-rich kings this year.
We're facing a pretty hard winter.
Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.